Warp Pipe Wednesday.
Tis the season to be jolly.
Looty, looty, lazy dishes too. I'm trying to remember that. I totally butchered that line, but like that song is sung in a Fruity Pebbles commercial.
Oh.
I'm hungry.
That's right. That's right.
Fred goes, Barney. He goes, it is the season to be sharing, Fred. He goes, here you go, pal.
Nice. Yeah. I remember that one.
Been in my head for 30 years. Who knows?
I think we might have covered that last year on, what was it? Like Christmas
commercials. Probably.
Yeah.
Oh, I remember doing the Ronald McDonald one.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Where he doesn't say anything and he's just like skating around with the kids and all that.
Yeah.
Someone did like a recut of it and made it like a horror, like they changed the music and stuff.
That's hilarious.
Nice. Yeah. What's new? What's been shaking?
So today I had something that I wanted to talk about, but I did not put it in my notes and now I don't remember what it was.
Oh, okay. Shoot.
Yeah. So sorry about that. But what's been going on with me? I mean, boring stuff, work, homework, cleaning, nothing fun. I wish I could say otherwise.
Yeah.
Hey, but you know what? I will say my camera's working tonight.
There we go.
Hopefully for the whole podcast. We'll see.
Well, I'm trying to view on my end. We'll see how it goes with the recording. You are working, but it's all pixelated.
I don't see that on my end.
So
over here.
We'll see how the recording goes. I don't know. But if you guys are listening, hey, hopefully we sound clear. There we go.
Yeah. I saw a guy with an iMac today. It was like a 2015 iMac. And he said his kids just used to play a game on it.
Uh-huh.
And he said like it was like in mint condition. He wanted $200 for it. And I almost jumped on it, but I waited like a day just to see.
Yeah.
And by the time I got back to him, it was sold. So
it's a 2015, you said?
Yeah, it was a 2015. So, I mean, it was already 8 years old, but
right.
My hope was like that they just barely used it or something.
Right. And it was fresh still.
Maybe it was still, yeah, freshy. So, but that's also what made me nervous about getting it. Like, why would you be getting rid of it if it was fine?
Right. Well, they probably all have iPads now or whatever. Maybe they're using iPads instead of that.
Who knows?
Have you seen any Christmas movies? Has you watched any?
So I've watched, let's see. I've watched a couple. You ever seen Deck the Halls with Danny DeVito and Matthew Broderick?
Oh, no. I don't think I've seen that one.
It's a really good one. I found it. I watched it a couple years back for the first time. It was on like Netflix.
Okay.
But I found it at our Miracle Hill store. It was like buy a movie, get a movie free.
Yeah.
It was like $1.50 or $2 or something. So I got that and Dude, Where's My Car? Because I hadn't seen that movie in years.
Nice.
So I've seen that. I saw Christmas Vacation because that might actually be my favorite Christmas movie besides Home Alone. I haven't seen any of the Home Alones yet. So that's on the agenda.
Yeah.
I tried to watch Nightmare Before Christmas with my son, but he got disinterested and walked away. So I stopped watching.
Oh, really?
What else? Oh, I watched Batman Returns recently. That almost is like a Christmas movie.
It is. It's checks the box for sure.
It's like Die Hard, right?
Right.
but that's it. What about yourself?
We watched, it was on YouTube. Funny enough, they had a compilation of like the cartoons, which we just covered in our podcast from Saturday, the Weekly Warp Pipe best, cartoon, Christmas specials there.
That's it.
So it had, you know, Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, Frosty the Snowman.
Yep.
And I don't know if there was one more, but it was like 2 hours long. So it had to have a few on there. So we kind of just put that on and watched through them quickly.
Yeah. That's cool.
Other than that, I do want to watch still Violent Night.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
I haven't seen that one. And then we were looking into, there's one called, now I'm trying to think of the name. It has Will Ferrell in it and
Elf.
It's Will Ferrell and Ryan Gosling, I want to say, or not Ryan Gosling. Who's Deadpool?
Ryan Reynolds.
Ryan Reynolds is in it and it's like a musical, but it's only on Apple TV, unfortunately.
Oh, that sounds
so we can't watch that one.
I don't know if that sounds good anyway.
So I was like, nah.
What about Christmas with the Cranks? Do you like that one?
I've seen that one in the theater.
Free Frosty, Free Frosty.
That has Tim Allen in it?
Yeah. Tim Allen.
Right. They're not celebrating Christmas, but then last minute, his daughter's coming home.
Yeah.
Like they were going on a cruise or something.
Yeah. So they shuffle it all around and make it happen.
Nice.
That one's good.
Yeah, I remember that one.
The original Santa Claus with Tim Allen's really good.
True. Yeah. It's been a minute since I've seen that one. Oh, on my list usually is Scrooged with Bill Murray.
I like Scrooged. Yeah, that's another one I need to get and watch. Scrooged is awesome. I like the original Scrooge with Charles Dickens. I don't know the name of the actor in it, but it's a pretty old movie. But I still feel like it holds up.
Nice.
I watched that a couple years ago when I had before I flew to my wife and kids had already went to Ohio, and I was supposed to fly up the next day, and so I was like here alone. And I watched it till like 2 a.m. It was awesome.
There you go. Hey, that works. Yeah. So prepping for that, and then been making a lot of cookies at work at Costco.
Yep.
Usually, so like Thanksgiving was pies. Christmas is usually like cheesecake and cookies. So we do a smaller cookie platter now. It only has 3 assortment of cookies in it.
Hey, so let me ask you this, because you're talking about sweets. What are your go-to Christmas like sweets that you have to get?
Funny enough, I have Andy's mints right here.
Okay. You know what's funny? That's kind of a thing my mom used to get back in the day.
Oh yeah, I forget everyone's mom or grandma has that.
Yeah. Anything else? Because there's one particular answer I'm looking for. Oh, actually, well, there's 2.
The wife ended up getting me the Christmas trees from Little Debbie's.
That's the answer I wanted. Are we going to see a snacky snack time with those, Russ?
I do like the gingerbread men as well, but those are harder to come by.
Oh, I see those all the time here. My local grocery store that I've went to like twice in the past week has been sold out of those tree cakes. You can buy them individually, but they are expensive.
Oh, yeah, I bet.
So, you know, now they make one that's like, it's like twice the size of the original.
Oh, okay. It's like a beefy boy.
So like there is one that like, that's like a normal one for those of you watching YouTube, and the new one's like that.
Oh, gotcha.
It's like a huge Christmas tree. But do you like those a lot?
They're okay. I've enjoyed them more, say in the past. They're definitely chock full of sugar and sweetness. So.
Yeah, I am a sugar fiend. Every year I try to go easy on them, but I'd be lying to you if I said I haven't bought like at least 3 boxes so far this year. They're so good.
Boom.
Oh, yes.
There's the Christmas trees, and they are definitely way smaller than I remember them being. Like,
really?
I'm like, come on. I don't think
that's accurate. That's accurate. Original. That's original size. Yes, sir. That's it.
I was like, man, I feel like this is a one bite. Done.
Yeah, I'm about 3 to 4 bites.
They do make a brownie tree as well.
I don't want to hear about the brownie tree.
Okay. But I do love the gingerbread man. Those are definitely hard to find.
Now, I will say they had some cherry cordell cookies today, like chocolate covered, some kind of a cookie, almost like it looked like a moon pie with like a cherry in the middle.
Okay.
But I almost bought those because it looked good. But like what my heart really wanted was those Christmas tree cakes.
Oh, yeah.
Now, so there was one other thing that I wanted to see if you get for the Christmas season, Russ.
Oh, okay.
And that thing is chocolate covered cherries. Do you get those? Because they're always out.
I can't say I buy them. No. The chocolate covered cherries.
Do you not like them? Or you just don't.
I like them. Yeah, I never picked those up, or the other, like, what are the balls of chocolate? What are those?
I don't know
what I'm talking about.
I don't know that.
I know at Costco we sell a big bag of them, and they always have like sampler people, and they're
like the Lindell or whatever.
Yeah, I think that's what it's called. where you have a dark chocolate, white chocolate, and it's got like liquid or something.
Yeah, 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 yeah. Now, the cherries you like, do they have the syrupy syrup in the middle? Or
yeah, yeah. You get the hard outer shell that's chocolate, and then your one cherry in the liquid.
All right, so I just thought of another one. Me and my family actually bought this last week as we were going to watch a movie together. Do you ever get the tubs of popcorn that are like separated into three with like the caramel, the butter, and the cheese?
I had only as a gift, like someone has gotten me those in the past.
So we went to TJ Maxx and my wife bought a bucket and it was $19.99. And I said, Haley, you know, we can go to like Aldi and get this for like $5. So we have to take that one back because we never opened it.
Right. Unless you plan on, I guess, keeping the container, but I feel like the container is not worth what?
So actually, I keep the container like every time we do it, and I store our Christmas ornaments in them.
Oh, okay.
So I have like tons of containers from like popcorn up in the attic that all have Christmas ornaments in them.
I did pick this up today.
Reuse.
I went to Target. Someone had left this in the candy aisle. And I didn't see it in the chip aisle, but these Cheetos snowflakes.
Oh, there you go. Snacky snack time.
So I was just eating these on my live stream playing. But essentially, they're like Cheeto puffs. And then some of them look like snowflakes there.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
But they're very light and crunchy.
Ooh, ASMR from Russ Lyman. You're making me hungry, Russ. Stop it. Yeah, I'll have to keep an eye out for those. Those look cool.
Yeah, other than that, I haven't grabbed any cereal either, like Christmas-themed cereal.
Gotcha. Yeah, okay, we did
Crunch, right?
we did Christmas Crunch, because that's like that goes back a long time for me, since like probably the late 80s. I would love to know the first year they did that. My guess is 87 or 88.
Okay.
We also got some Elf cereal. And then I guess that was it so far. I did see they had some like Christmas Fruity Pebbles, but we haven't got those yet.
Gotcha. Yeah, not too bad. We're trying to make some plans too to do. I don't know if you guys have anything like a light show that you drive through to kind of view lights set up.
Mm-hmm. We do. We have some of those around.
So my mom was asking me if we're going to, it's called the, I think it's just called the Festival of Lights. And it takes like 10 minutes, maybe, to drive through. They have the same setups every year in the same spots, but it benefits the, trying to think of the organization. I want to say that it's SEALs, but it's not Navy SEALs. It's like
Easter SEALs.
Easter SEALs. That's it. So, we'll probably check that one out. And then they do have one up in Hartford that I think is more involved, and it's indoor. And you buy a ticket and you have to get like a scheduled time. So we might try to check that one out.
Gotcha. We have a little mountain. It's like it's more like a foothill, but it's called Roper Mountain, and they have the Roper Mountain Science Center on there with a big like observatorium where you can view space. What are those called? I don't even know. But they do like Christmas lights there every year, or at least they used to until 5-6 years ago. However, on the top of the mountain is they have kept one staple light that you can see in Greenville every Christmas. It's this
star
at the top of the mountain. And so me and my family were driving somewhere like last weekend, and we're like, oh, you can see the star. Sweet. So we were so excited. They finally lit it up because we were debating whether they would keep doing it, but they've done away with the rest of the lights, but they still at least light the star.
Nice. There you go.
Yeah.
Tradition in that.
Next time I drive by it.
The wife is away tonight. She's in New York City. They went to Radio City Music Hall for the Rockettes concert.
Sweet.
So she had to work early this morning and leave straight from work to hop on the train to get there. And then it's like a 2-hour train ride back. She said she just got the train, like they got out and they closed the doors like right behind them, or else she would have had to wait like an hour.
So the only time I've ever ridden a train to New York, it was from Connecticut.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Cause I had a buddy whose dad got relocated for work And it was right after he graduated high school. So he actually lived with me for a while. Mm-hmm. His family moved up there, and then we went up to visit him one time, and we took the train into New York and got a tattoo. I was only there about 24 hours that time.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah.
Is that when you got the Boxcar Racer tattoo?
That is when I got the Boxcar Racer tattoo.
I think that's your only tattoo, right?
That is. Yep. One and only.
There we go. That's the story.
I'm sticking to it.
There is a tattoo toy drive where I get my tattoos done.
Yeah.
Where it's bring a $200 toy and then you get a tattoo for $50, and he has like a little spreadsheet that you can choose from, essentially. And they're just black and white tattoos.
You bring a how much is the toy?
The toy would be $20, about okay. a $20 toy.
Okay, so you're roughly paying $70.
Yeah. But what tattoos do you get? So he has a spreadsheet right now, and it's like these random food items. Like it's a pizza dude, like, you know, with like a face and the arms or something like that. Because when I went one time, I ended up getting, let's see if I can roll up my sleeve enough. Ugh. Let's see, can you? No, it's just above there. I got that one, the Mario. Right there.
Okay, yeah.
So it's like black and white. It's like Mario from Super Mario Land or something like that.
There you go.
But each artist there would then make their spreadsheet so you can choose from that. That's the stipulation. So you can't just go in like, oh, I want like this tattoo or whatever. It's like, no, these are the ones that we're doing. So here's what he has, which kind of cool. Kind of reminds me of like
Food Fighters.
Like Food Fighters.
It looks like Food Fighters meets Cuphead. Yeah. Right.
What was the other ones? He had that one. I guess maybe, I don't know if this is part of it.
Okay. Interesting.
Oh, and that's one of the other artists. So these are the other artists. So you have those three or six.
I like that mouse.
Oh yeah, huh? He's got a little martini glass going on.
Yeah. I think the mouse, if I'd have to do any of them, it would be the mouse.
And then some kind of Western theme one here.
Yeah.
They're not really like Christmas theme. Oh, okay. This one's kind of Christmas theme.
The Scream Mask with I like the gingerbread man. The classic panther with a Santa hat.
Classic panther. Throw a Santa hat on him.
Yeah.
That's over at Burning Hearts Tattoo. Yeah, he says, here's the flash for a toy drive event Saturday, $50 cash and $20 unwrapped toy gets you any tattoo on these sheets. So it's neat that there are some that are actually in color, so you don't always have to get the black and white ones.
I'd almost rather just pay for a tattoo I actually wanted.
Well, this is more, I guess, for someone who has a bunch and they're like, all right, let me participate. And
they're like, throw another one on me, why not?
Right. Where mine kind of fit, I was like, oh, it's a Mario. It fits the sleeve that I'm working on, video game sleeve. So sure, I'll donate to the And I ended up getting a Pikachu toy.
Oh, okay.
And I did a video. It's on my YouTube channel. It was probably like 5 years. Because I think when I did it, I think it was like $20 toy. And I almost want to say it was like $30 or $20 for the tattoo. Oh,
getting a real deal, so, hey? And he just happened to have a Mario? Or he just let you pick that?
The not him, but one of the other artists had a Mario on his sheet, and I was like, oh, dope.
Sweet. Lucky you.
Lucked out. Yep. So we'll see. That's happening. Oh, what else was happening on? Oh, there was also a toy convention at a like a VFW hall on the same Saturday. I don't know if I'll be able to attend either. I'm working till like 2:30, and I think the toy convention is till 4. So if I got there, I would have like 1 hour to kind of browse quickly, and everyone's probably be packing up. So I don't know if I'm going. We'll see. I'll talk to the wife too, because then she has to watch the baby a little bit longer. Yeah.
No, that is.
Trying to think anything else is happening. I did start Spider-Man 2. On the PlayStation 5, finally.
Oh, do you like it?
Yeah, I put about an hour into it. And I beat the first game. And then they came out with DLC with Miles Morales.
Okay.
And I think you were able to purchase that as like a standalone game, which I did not play. So when you start this, you can recap everything. So it kind of recapped the events of that game. So I was like, oh, okay, I guess that's what's happened. Because you play in this game as both Spider-Man, like Peter Parker, and Miles Morales.
Okay.
You kind of go back and forth. So, and then I chose, you can choose different difficulty settings. I did choose, I guess there's easy. There's also very easy. So I chose easy. I
was there like, you
I'll,
go.
I'll do a little bit.
A little bit. Make it a little bit challenging.
Little guys. Challenge. But I'm just here for the story.
I don't know the last time I've updated you on me and Colin's progress through Luigi's Mansion 3, but we are all the way at the final battle with King Boo.
Nice,
and I can
nice.
Get to the third round, but like the third round, he like multiplies himself into three and he shoots a ton of bombs out.
Oh, right.
So I like suck up a bomb, but it's like I can't aim it in his mouth. I always miss.
Yeah, it's not bombs tough up, for sure.
Bombs to... end up blowing me up and then like, start like, over.
No, this way.
Yeah. Like I always like shoot it by him or something. So but we're getting close. We'll get there.
I say probably by next week. I think
one lucky shot and we should have it.
I'm trying to solidify what game I'm going to stream next week. And we were talking maybe do Christmas-ish themed, I guess. So someone was like, Batman Returns.
There
like,
you go.
NES or Super Nintendo.
They have that Nightmare Before Christmas Xbox game.
And someone just said that a Grinch game came out on the Switch.
Oh, yeah. I think that I did see that.
They said they picked it up for $30. So I was like, maybe I'll check that out. I guess it's like a platformer. So possibly that. Trying to think any other games that were like Christmas themed.
I don't know.
Wasn't there
I think there was a South Park game. Wasn't there like a Christmas game from like on like Super Nintendo?
Oh, with Santa Claus, right?
Yeah, I feel like James Rolfe talked about it.
I think he did talk about it before. I don't know if that was a U.S. release. It might have been PAL or something
like
that.
Yeah, I can't remember. I'll have to Google it.
I wonder if that's on my SNES Classic, like, to play.
Do you have it modded?
Yeah.
So oh, that'd be sick. That'd be sick if I was on there.
Yeah, my buddy put all the games on there, so I don't know if that's loaded on there.
Oh, plus there's Home Alone 1 and 2 on the NES and Super NES.
True. Yep.
And the home and I am a Home Alone 1 and 2 defender on the Super NES. I
okay.
like both of the now Home Alone 2. I will say I had it as a kid, so there's a little nostalgia tied to it, which is probably part of it. But I feel like it's fairly easy to get through. It's only four stages.
Okay,
the third stage is a lot of fun because you have to find these different keys with these different like symbols on them to get in the rooms,
okay.
And then you get to like do the booby traps on the bad guys, the wet bandits.
Yeah,
so. And then the final battle, like the pigeon lady helps you like defeat them. So I love the game. Home Alone 2 SNES gets like a 7 out of 10 for me.
There we go. Okay. Maybe I'll check it out.
Check it out, Russ.
Check it out. That's probably about it. I don't know. Not much else going on, everyone.
I don't know. I mean, we've given you a solid half hour for this Warp Pipe Wednesday. Before you know it, it'll be like a full-fledged episode.
I know it. Yeah. These fun extra episodes. Oh, I have been posting shorts on the channel. I found this program that helps you pull full-form video and kind of format it to vertical format, essentially,
okay.
And pulls clips. So I'm going to try to post one basically every day. So it's always promoting the podcast and maybe more people will end up either listening or coming on YouTube and checking it out and get more eyes on it. So we'll see. Fingers crossed.
How many views are we getting like per episode, do you think? Because I don't know any of this stuff.
Well, on YouTube, it varies from like, I say 100 to 200, maybe.
Okay.
I don't know on Spotify and that. I want to say it might be less on the streaming platforms, Spotify, Google, iTunes, and all that. Could be like 10 here, 20 on this one.
Well, listen, no matter what you do, no matter what platform you listen on, especially if you watch on YouTube, take a few minutes, go over to Spotify or one of those other venues. and give us a rating. Help us out here because it kicks them up in the algorithm. And, you know, the better this podcast does, the longer me and Russ will do it for you.
There we go. You can check out the weeklywarpipe.com. It's got all our episodes and everything on there. Give us a call, too. You could call into the show. We have a phone number. It's 949-682-9277. You can leave us a voicemail or text message. And then we do want to give a shout-out to our Patreon supporters, Dan and Nicole's Treasures Untold, Joe Sheevy, Trace Livingood, Samantha Chang, Rodney Torres, Retroholics16. You can sign up over at patreon.com/Russ Lyman. And, yeah, help support the show that way. Catch us every Wednesday for Warpipe Wednesdays and every Saturday at 7 a.m. for the weekly Warpipe. As always, guys, I'm Russ Lyman. Keep your world fun bit by bit. See you next video.